Welcome to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings, with me, Greta Chamberlain, Yvonne Crayer, Lee Steimer, and the Realm of Beings. Shifting Impressions, which is one of the vehicles that supports the transmission of the Realm of Beings, is here to assist you in delving into your being by providing numerous topics and discussions for you to intake as you deepen your connection with your inner world. Shifting Impressions is here to assist you in strengthening yourself as you excavate to understand your true nature. Lee, Yvonne, and myself with the Realm of Beings eagerly invite you to join us today and learn to shift your mindset, shift your thoughts, and shift your focus to recreate your life and produce a new you. Shifting Impressions starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome, listeners. Greta, looks like Lee is missing in action today, but we'll go on. The show must go on. So I'm here on Transformation Talk Radio. We're doing the podcast called Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. And every week, we discuss a quote that has been channeled through Greta from the Realm of Beings, and it gives us a pause to talk about things that perhaps could be in our lives that we may want to shift and experience something different. So this week is no different, except that we're missing one of our regular hosts, Lee, but she'll be with us again soon. So this week, we're going to talk about the quotation, "We create emotional prisons when we hate, when we disrespect life, when we are consumed in anger. Release these illusions." So Greta, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good day, just you and me and all of our listeners out there. So what say you about this quote?
I think if we look at emotional prisons, I think that's a good
place to start.
Yeah. It's a good place to start because
that's a very good. I can have a good visual on that.
Right.
Let's talk about that first.
Because that's holding us down, and it's like my mother once told me when I was a little girl. She said, don't hold anger because it never reaches the person that you're angry at. Mm. You know, and she told me that, and I've held on to one of her, that's just one of many of her sayings to me. And I've learned over the years that she was accurate about that. Mm. Because now I recognize that if I'm angry at someone, I'm really holding myself down, because when you're angry, you cannot reach out for things that you want. You're going to hinder yourself. You're going to set up blockages for yourself, or the blockages can turn into anger, can mm-hmm. turn into, well, they are anger, but I mean, they can turn into illness because you're hanging on. You've disliked what was said to you. You feel that the person did something to you, which is absolutely impossible. But so it's like a prison. It's holding you from accomplishing the wonderful, great things that you want to accomplish in your life. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's those three things are, is it three? Yeah, hate. Hate, disrespect of life, and anger, disrespect of life. When you disrespect another person because of our oneness, which we don't believe we have, which is an illusion, we're caught up into that illusion that we are separate from each other. And what is the real truth is that we're one with each other. So literally, when you disrespect someone else, you are really disrespecting yourself. When you're angry with somebody else, you are angry with yourself. When you hate somebody else, you hate yourself.
So simple to say, but so challenging to put into practice, I think.
You know, I gave an example once, not to, I didn't mean to cut you off, Yvonne, but I gave an example. Would you hold your hand over a flame and keep it there? Are you going to burn your hand up?
Eventually you will. You're going to experience the pain of the fire unless you have no nerves in your hand.
Right. So you're going to pull back. Yep. You're not going to want. It's like if you go and you touch a stove and it's hot and go, whoop, you yep. pull back. That's what's important for us to do about hate, disrespecting life, and consumption in anger. We want to pull back from it because it's like that heat. It's like that flame. You don't want to touch it.
The thing is, like, these are emotions, I think, and understanding them is maybe the first step for people to know that emotions, to have like the intelligence around them also, because like pulling back is one thing, but sometimes people suppress them and keep them like a, like almost like a pressure cooker. They keep that anger inside and then it comes out, they say, sideways, and it affects other people. Or sometimes people dump their hate for themselves. They just, you know, like just dump it on other people, and that's just not healthy.
Well, see, you can't really, what the realm is teaching us is that we cannot affect somebody else's reality. So we can't really dump something on someone, because what the relationship is here in this existence, as we call it, is always create, support, create. It's always that. And it is, I have found it that it is that way even outside of Earth. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the same thing. It works the same way. Create, support, create. So that you can't dump it on somebody. What somebody will do is support you in it.
If you're there to take it on, I guess.
And well, that's because that's going to be their creation of reality.
Right. I think that's like, that's where it gets confusing, at least to me, where it's like, there's that entanglement, and we're raised in a way that, you know, everybody kind of, I mean, we're trying to shift this idea, shift the impressions that of, you know, that's what we're doing here every week. But people just, you know, get used to thinking that's normal, or whatever normal is, to like, oh, I have anger, let me just whatever you decide to do with it, you know, and just, I don't know. I mean, you can even hurt yourself with the anger too, you know?
Absolutely. You're the only person you can hurt with it.
Yeah, but I'm talking people really take on anger and like the suppression of it. That's part of the prison, the emotional prison, where you could keep it inside and be self-harming. I mean, if it stays inside, you can get disease. You can, you know, anything can happen.
And you're the only, you know, I hope our audience understands this, that when you hang on to those things, for whatever reason, you're hurting yourself. You're not hurting anybody else. You know, if they don't get anything else out of our discussion this morning, it is that low vibrational emotions turn on you.
Mm-hmm.
You-ness, because see, everything is about each one of us. Each one of us creates the hate, or each one of us creates disrespect of life, however we want to show it. And I think that disrespect of life just doesn't mean human beings. It can go into life. Life is composed of many things. Life is, the earth is life. If we disrespect the life of the earth. I mean,
living in a society where there's pollution and, you know, that's, there's a lot of disrespect out there, you know, collectively, I think. Yeah.
Right. Because collective what do we call it? Collective consciousness. Somebody else might call it something else. But the bottom line of that, or group consciousness, the bottom line is that as a group, there's a decision made that this is what we're going to do as a group. Mm-hmm. We're going to experience this as a group. A good example of that is that, you know, I am a African American. So some of my ancestors made a decision collectively that they were going to move from whatever country they were in Africa and move to either South America or North America and to experience slavery, you know, Western slavery. So that was a collective consciousness. Like to be in a war with someone is a collective consciousness. And why do we go to war? We hate. Mm. We hate. War is a combination of anger, hate, and disrespect. I'm sure it has other emotions in it too, but those three are definitely there. You hate the people that you're fighting.
Which you hate yourself effectively.
Right. Right. And you disrespect the people. You see, mm-hmm. and you're angry about the fact that they've done something, and the only way that you can settle it is to go to war.
Mm-hmm. So you think you can settle it, but the settling it, the war, going to war only really creates more problems.
Well, yes, it extends. It extends. There's some people that become refugees that flee, and they don't want to be a part of this. You know, Lee is coming on now, everybody.
That's right. Here. Oh, welcome, yeah. Lee. Yes. Better late than never.
Yeah.
How are you, Lee?
We're fine. We're fine. We're glad you're fine. Yeah, but we were holding that we would see you.
Here I am, created.
Good. Good, yes. Good. So we're Yvonne read can you tell her the quote again?
Yes, we are discussing this quote from The Realm of Beings. We create emotional prisons when we hate, when we disrespect life, and when we are consumed in anger. Release these illusions. So we're talking to shift out of those low vibrational emotions that we may be holding ourselves and release them.
Yes.
So we can create something else.
I'm sorry I interrupted your flow. Please go on. I will jump in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were talking about war and how war is a collective effort. And that in war, regardless of what type of war it is, there's hate because you hate the person that you're fighting, the group that you're fighting. You either hate the people personally or you hate their philosophy or whatever, or their political rule, you hate it. It's a disrespect of life. To go into war is a destruction of life. And many lives are destroyed. We look at human beings, but I mean, even the earth is destroyed in the area in which the war is taking place. And that to pursue it is a sense of anger as well. The group has to have anger against the other group in order to maintain the war. You know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we were go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, you know, it's like, that there's a key phrase in there. It's talking about like the disrespecting life, right? I mean, if you subscribe to, if we can wrap our heads around this, like we are all connected, you know? So when you are so like vehemently angry out at someone, you know, whether it's, you know, in a war setting or just in your personal life, you know, someone did something to you, you know, I mean, if we're all connected and we're all one, you know, first, no one's doing anything. And second, like, is that still like this reflection of like our deep dislike for ourselves?
Yeah, see, I think you have to, in order to hate, remember, it's like we've said in the past, you know, when you criticize someone, or if you receive any criticism from someone, don't get upset over it because they're talking about themselves. Mm-hmm. So anybody that's talking about, I hate this group, they're this, they're that, or I hate this person, I don't like this person, that means those are reflections of you.
Yeah.
Because that's the only place where it can come from. It can't come from outside. It comes from you. Everything, and we've said this before, everything comes from inside you, not outside. Your challenges you create from the inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
Solutions to the challenges you create from the inside of you. But a lot of times, because of the illusions that we exist in at this point, we're looking outside of ourselves.
Yes. I mean, I think, you know, I know we've said it. I know we've covered this, and this is kind of a review. But I mean, I think it like bears saying again, because I think that the other is such a deep-seated belief, you know, that like this aspect of reflection, you know, like everything that we're seeing is a reflection of what we're creating, you know, we're making it. So, you know, like that belief of other is so deep that I think we can't really even say it too many times, you know, mm-hmm. to try like dislodge it, you know, a mm-hmm. little by little, because it's, you know, it's so hard to believe.
That's what I was trying to get out earlier, but I think Lee, you just kind of succinctly stated what I was trying to get out. I do think that is a pervasive idea in the collective, that it's that blame thing, that it is always outside, it's somebody else's fault, the way we feel, the way we think, the way what's happening. And it really is, it is a challenge, I have to say, for myself to switch that around and take a pause when I am perhaps experiencing another person being angry. And then what do I do about it? I have to think, I created that situation, now what do I do to change it? I have choices, really. You can have, like, there's infinite amounts of possibilities out there to pick, you know, like right there in the moment. And
to believe it's them, right?
Yeah, the easiest one is to get mad back. It's like, no, right. It's, you know, defend yourself. Like, you it's like picking from this huge menu of options. Like,
right.
But like, what is gonna best serve you? And yourself and your evolution, and what is in turn then going, that reflection, if one person has a change up, shifts the way they behave towards like somebody that might, they've attracted anger in towards them, like mm-hmm. then you can just be the model for that person, or maybe anybody else in it's around that can say, oh wow, I don't have to react, I don't have to defend myself, I don't have to be in a position of war, hate, disrespect for another person or whatever. So
right, if you can like circle back to think that, like, you know, if you're hating someone, you're hating yourself. If you're disrespectful to someone, ultimately you're being like disrespectful to this one, you know. And do you really want to go around like that? But, you know, oftentimes, like, kind of doing this sort of work, you know, the question is, you know, what do you believe? And I'm like, I don't know what I believe, you know, because those things are, it's like so there, but, you know, like in this conversation, and I said it, you know, it's sometimes if you're in the right state of mind, you can say like, yes, I create my reality. And that's usually when something is going okay, or to your perception, it's going okay. But, you know, like, I do think it's like a very entrenched belief. Like, it is hard to believe that we're actually doing all this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so too. And I like that word that Yvonne said when she said in defense of ourselves. I know you were saying that we'll attack back to the person because we're defending ourselves if we feel that we're attacked. But I think that is such an important word, defense of self, because the defense of self is love of self. That's what the defense is. It's loving yourself. Because when you love yourself, and some people just, I know some people that will listen to this will say, nah, that's not that important. Loving myself is not that important, but it is. Because that is one of the biggest lessons for you to be in this illusion to begin with. In fact, it is the purpose, one of the purposes of being here, is to learn that even though we are faced with all of these things, that we want to remove ourselves from it by loving ourselves, because that means we're creating realities of love of self. That means other people must, because it's create, support, support, create, must support you in loving yourself. But if you're not in that place, they're going to support you wherever you are. If you're in a place of hate, then you better believe, doggone well, somewhere along the line, you know, that you're going to receive that hate back again. Mm-hmm. It's going to do something. It's going to do something. It just does. All three of those things do. So, mm-hmm. Go ahead, Lee.
And were you saying something?
No.
What? Okay, I just need to like pause this a second and rewind you a little bit, Miss Greta, because what do you mean defending yourself is love of self? Because that seems a little bit counterintuitive. I mean, I understand like when I shift my perspective, because if you're okay, sort of. What do you mean? Because that's a little curious to me, that statement.
I know where you're going with it. You're saying, if I'm saying you're in defense of something, then you know that something, you're calling something to yourself that's negative.
Right.
So let me, I'm glad you called me on that, because when I'm saying that is that the solution to receiving hate, the solution to receive being disrespected, to receive anger, which, you know, or to have anger looking at you in your face, is to love self. When you love self, it's like, as soon as you love yourself, you put this up.
Mm.
Yeah, and that looks different. Like that, I mean, I think, I don't know, I'm trying to follow both threads where Lee was going, like, people, when they defend themselves, do they have to like get angry back? Or, you know, that doesn't look like self-love to me anyway, if I imagine that scene. But if you defend yourself in a kind and gentle way and maybe say, look, I don't deserve to be disrespected here, or to have take, you know, like your anger is your anger. And like that looks like self-love. In a nice way, though. I mean, in a kind way. I don't like the word nice, but yeah.
See, you're nice. You're a nice person, Yvonne. See, with me, some days, you know, I will tell the honest God truth. If I create for someone to be angry at me, and I have, the first thing I do is realize to myself, Greta, look what you created. Mm-hmm. And I wind up just standing there looking at the person in amazement, the fact that I've created that in the first place. And I have been known to say, when people say things to me, I will say back to them, well, you know, you're only talking about yourself. But thank
And
you.
Then what do they do? Don't they get more angry or?
They shut up.
They shut up.
That's what I've experienced. They just become totally quiet, you know. And look,
that's good, you create that, because I've been in those situations before and they don't shut up.
Yeah, because I don't want to be bothered. You know, I'm looking at you telling me about you. Because you only know about you. You don't know about me. Mm-hmm. You know, see, this is the thing. We don't even know about our own children.
Right.
Because our own children are creating their reality. Somebody asked me, how can a 2-year-old create their reality? Mm. Just like you and
thankfully
me.
They are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But before we get off on another tangent, I still don't think we have fully, and Jacob is telling us we have to take a break, but can we just extend this time like a little bit? Because I'm still something is twisting around in here with this defense, like how I maybe misheard you, because my mind was taking it kind of in another direction where, you know, if you defend yourself outwardly, right, you know, is that actually in maybe a shifted impression? Like, is that kind of also a way of loving yourself, right? I mean, let's create a scenario where, let's just say you've been, someone has been in an abusive relationship, you know, let's just say not physically, but verbally, right? And this has been happening, you've been creating, okay? And then you've been loving yourself a little bit more, and then, okay, but maybe that pattern has not fully shifted yet. So, you know, maybe the verbal abuse is, you know, was a 10 and now it's a 5 because you're loving yourself more, right? Mm-hmm. But then when you say to that person, you know, if you have the courage to say to that person, look, like, I do not want you to talk like that to me anymore. You know, yeah. Is that kind of a defensive self-love, because you're maybe all before you took it, and then you built up something within and you're saying, no, I'm not going to take this anymore.
I think you can say that. I mean, I've done that when I've had situations like that. And I know people that I work with do the same thing. What I mean by work, facilitate for.
I know.
Yes, because that's one way of releasing it. But at the same token, when you release it, like you said, it's releasing it because I appreciate myself, and I'm letting you know that I appreciate me. Regardless mm-hmm. of what you have said to me, I still appreciate myself. So therefore, I want you to know that I'm not accepting this way. Your interaction with me is not accepted by me.
Right.
I don't want it. Yeah, you can say that.
And I mean, you know what? Maybe you were in a very lower place, you know, and that's why you were, you know, creating this person to talk to you like that. Maybe you didn't even recognize that it was something unwanted for a while, and then, you know, you gain it, and then once you hit a point, you're like, no, that's like not okay anymore.
That's because you've reached the point of loving yourself more. Like when you said it was a 10 in the beginning and now it's a 5, that mm-hmm. shows you right then and there, just like you said. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
That you love of self.
Made right some improvements.
Oh, yeah.
I think a little earlier in the podcast, Greta put her hands up. I'm going to put mine up, but for people that can't see us right now that are listening, my hands are like a shield. So when, like, this is where the defense piece comes in, like, I'm putting my hands up. No, you know, don't talk to me like this. This is my boundary. This is my shield, my defense mechanism, because now I'm a 5 instead of a 10 of tolerance for maybe, or for the way I've attracted. I love myself so much that I don't attract 10 worth of,
right,
whatever you call it, verbal abuse versus, and so once you do that, like, you recognize that it's, you know, there is a process involved to it. Doesn't, I mean, it could happen instantaneously for people to, like, go from I don't love myself, I hate myself, to, like, I love myself unconditionally. Who knows? I mean, that's a possibility, but overall, in the society and in the bodies that we're in, the human bodies, I think it's just a process of evolution where people eventually clear out all that old patterning and then eventually come to a point of, like, oh, I love myself completely. And, like, this is something new. This is a shift. So, yeah.
You know, I know it's time for us to move on, but we have got to practice that. Some people think that, you know, the things that we're talking about just come just like that, and they don't.
Yeah.
Because when you're saying, when I was listening to you, Yvonne, I was reflecting on my own life, And I realized that Greta did not start learning to love herself until I was in my 40s.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So I set up for myself, you know, some really harrowing experiences for myself, you know, not only to be, we're talking about verbal abuse. I went through verbal abuse and physical abuse, you know, and sexual abuse. So it wasn't until I had to go through all of that, not that I had to, but that's the life I chose. That's the path that I chose. And so I had to really go in deeply into myself. But that didn't start until I started to learn metaphysics.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started to begin to learn metaphysics and then move out from there, then that's when I had to learn to love myself. But it took me, I didn't do that until I was in my 40s.
Right. And you know what? Like, yes, it could take a long time. It could be gradual, you know, but I mean, I don't want to limit anyone. I mean, there are those light bulb moments, right? Where you just say, like, you know, that higher self comes in and whatever, and it's just like, eureka, like, yes, that this is not acceptable anymore, you know, or it's like that tank thing. So, I mean, some of our patterns are really deep, and, you know, and I suppose it is like that proverbial onion, right? You know, you do some fine tuning and you peel a layer and there's, oh, something else is there, you know,
absolutely.
And this is, but I think that's why we're here, you know, for all of these myriad and various experiences.
For real. And one experience we need to have right now, because
right.
I know Jacob is having, he sent us a smiley face on our chat.
Thanks, Jacob. Hey, we're happy too.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us on this episode of Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. We're going to take a short break, and when we get back, we will hear them share their wisdom about this quotation. So thank you for joining us today. We'll be right back.
We What does it feel like to be tangled up in knots? Find out how to get untangled on the hit show Untangled and Free with Joan on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We all have knots and tangles. Knots in your finances, your relationships, your beliefs. Which one do you want to pick up today and untangle? As Joan guides you on a pathway of freedom to live an untangled life of peace, love, joy, abundance, and more. Visit MindfulnessWithJoan.com and get untangled today.
Tune in to Reinventing You with me, Danielle Silverman, on the second and fourth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In today's world of ever-constant evolution, the only career change that matters is when what you do matches who you are. On Reinventing You, you'll find concrete tools to help you embrace change and feel optimistic and inspired about your future. It's your vision, your life. Be passionate about it.
When you feel the world is sitting on your shoulders, or your body is screaming at you to get help or get well, or emotionally you are spent, Deb Weinberger can help you in your healing journey. You've heard Deb on the Angel Empowerment Show, and she can support you on your healing journey. She offers several types of alternative healing, assisting you to thrive in an energy-charged world. You can book your session with Deb at onawinghealing.com.
You have one life to live. You want to spend it doing something you enjoy and that has meaning. If you're listening to this, then you're among the many who feel that the work they're doing is no longer a fit. My comprehensive coaching will support you and help you figure it out. I've coached hundreds of people through career transition. So visit my website today to book a free call, www.reinventing-u.com, when what you do matches who you are.
Hello, and welcome back to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. We have reached the portion of our podcast where we speak directly to the Realm of Beings. Realm, are you present?
Yes.
Oh, thank you for joining us today. So today we have been discussing in a roundabout kind of way, like usual. We create emotional prisons when we hate, when we disrespect life, when we are consumed in anger. Release these illusions. So what more do you have to say about this today?
We think about being in prison, being behind bars, not being able to get out. But yet, you can get out, but you've chosen to stay behind the bars because the bars give you a sense of security. You're secure being in the prison because you're familiar with it. Therefore, it's more challenging to come out of it. But the thing is to have the key. And let's say the key to the cell, the prison cell, is sitting right there on your bed or on your cot. Yet many people don't want to take the key and let themselves out because that's foreign. That's scary for me to stop hating a group of people that I've hated all my life. That's scary. I don't want to forget about the anger that I have for my father when he was alive. I want to keep it. I want to hang on to it because I really was angry with that man. I was really angry with how he treated me or how my mother treated me. I don't like it. So you hang on it and you perseverate on it. You keep the fire lit for it and you stay in your cell. When all you need to do is to take the key. Now, if we put the key into energy, the key is to love yourselves, each one of you. Because, as we have said to you before, you are divine beings. So, why do you want to step out of being divine? What is the reason for that? Now that is something to look at. Why do I want to remain angry all these years? Why do I want to disrespect people because they remind me of my father, or they remind me of an aunt that I didn't like, or they remind me of my grandmother, so she's no longer here in this reality for me to be angry with, so I find someone else similar to her. The person may even look similar to her, or the actions are similar. So I don't know why I don't like that person. I don't know why that person is making me angry, but I know I'm angry with that person. So what we are talking about now is that when you have the anger, it can, or the disrespect or the hate, it can extend itself into other people, into other areas of your life. It just doesn't sit down right there with you. Not that you can, we're not saying that that person absorbs that anger or absorbs the hate or disrespect, because it's up to that person to create that reality. But what we're saying to you is that it does reach out in reference to you. Like you could have challenges with a husband that you had that you were angry with, that you were glad that you got a divorce and got rid of him. Okay? But then you go and you have a boss who's a male. That hate and disrespect and all that, how you felt about that first husband at the unconscious level, can extend itself to your boss, who's male, because that other person is no longer within your purview. So therefore, you choose someone else to extend the anger, disrespect, and hate to.
That's okay. Interesting, Brown. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm just asking. I mean, there were a lot of things when you brought up the prison cell part, right? I mean, how many of us, you know, live in that, related to so many things, whether it doesn't have to be necessarily hate, but this like comfort stage, you know, of whether it be a job or a relationship of some kind. You know, because it's comfortable and we know it. Like I started in the beginning of the podcast saying, you know, these beliefs that like, oh, they're so entrenched that we don't even see them. So if you're one of these, I mean, what you're saying makes a lot of sense. If you, you know, you like get rid of one person, but that energy is still within you. So it's really just about like looking at what we're creating, right? And I just think it's an interesting point to make about like, if you haven't resolved it, you just transfer it to something else you're creating.
Absolutely. Or you can transfer it into illness. Mm. You can transfer it into cancer. You can transfer it into leukemia. You can transfer it into having migraine headaches. It's going to transfer until you get rid of it, until you stop it. It's like a It's like a train on an endless track.
The right,
track
but if it's
continue to it, go and go.
If it's stuck in our unconscious or subconscious, you know, like, I mean, you know, like, okay, oh, we had this husband, now we're divorced, but I'm still like festering inside or whatever. Like, it's so subtle. How do we recognize it? Like, and then release it? Or it's just a process?
Well, no, I think the first beginning of that is to understand creation of reality, to understand that you create your own reality. Because when you can get to that point and you accept the fact that you are responsible for all the things that you have gone through in your life, you know, then you can start to look at changing it. Because then, see, what happens is that we encourage you to start looking around you. Start looking at the people you are associating with. Start looking at what are you creating in your life. Are you creating a life of joy and peace? Or are you creating a life that is very challenging? Which is okay now. Because see, everybody has their path that they want to take in order to experientially evolve. Everybody has their path. So there is no really good path or bad path. It's just a path. But the thing is, there's a word called, two words, hard and easy. Do you want everything to be hard, 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 hard? You know? That's not bad either, but how many of you want it to be like that? So we're talking about that that hate, that anger, and that disrespect of life is taking you down a path that can be difficult and challenging. You know, what we're saying here is give yourselves a rest. Go in a different direction. Don't be so uptight and hate yourselves. You know, let go of those people that are giving you trauma and drama. You created to bring them into your life, so create them to go away. And how do you do that? You just simply say, I quit. I'm not doing this anymore. It's as simple as that. Because the unconscious will understand, I don't want this anymore. I do not. I do not want to interact with this person anymore. I do not.
But just, okay, saying like, okay, I'm sick of drama and like it's X person and I'm not going to talk to Yvonne anymore. I mean, so I stop talking to Yvonne, I block her from my phone, and okay, but that's like saying that it's Yvonne's fault.
No, it's just saying that you recognize that you created Yvonne to come into your reality, and you no longer want her to be there. That's what it's truly saying.
Right, but what you said earlier is so I can stop, I can uncreate Yvonne from my reality, but I still have that residualness.
Well, see, that's the other part to it. That's the other part to it, because see, once you decide that this individual that you're experiencing is not providing you with joy and peace and love, which that person can't provide you with in the first place, you've got to provide that to yourself. But if it's an experience that you no longer want, what does that mean? That means if you're deciding that you no longer want to interact with Yvonne or anybody else, then that means that at the unconscious level, consciously you're saying, I don't want to do this. But at the unconscious level, it's also creating as well. So it's meaning that the lesson, see, everything is lessons. That's all it is. That the lessons that I am learning with that person, I'm terminating the lesson now.
I'm out.
I no longer want to continue it.
I still want to
it's
be
the termination
right
of the lesson. That's what it is. It's the termination of the lesson. Now, Yvonne, what were you saying?
Realm, I still want to be Lee's friend. Now what? What do I do? She's blocked me.
Then what you have to do is see her not blocking you.
Oh.
As you want her to be, that is how you see her. Because remember, it's create, support, support, create. If you see her as your friend now, you've changed your mind, then, and you want her to be with you, then you're creating that. She will support you with that because it's create, support, support, create. There's always exchanges going on between each person all the time. You are creating reality at every moment. There's no time that you have that you are not creating reality.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always, because there is no fate, there is no destiny, you can always change your mind.
Mm.
Always. Even about people.
Grab a new possibility.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Creation of reality is always. Always. And we don't care what planet you're on, what universe you're in. We don't care. You could be a person from Saturn. You're still going to be going through create, support, support, create. That's how it works throughout existence.
So, I mean, oh, Yvonne?
No, I don't have anything.
So, I mean, I'm still a little stuck because I feel like we so often, I mean, with this just cutting off Yvonne from my life, like there's still, I mean, I guess everyone is where they are, right? And if I'm at the place where I'm blaming her and I'm just going to delete her and, you know, not taking any responsibility because I'm not aware of this. I'm not aware of creation of reality, nothing. I'm still just blaming the other. Like, so it'll be in you because you're not aware, and some other Yvonne will come and some other one will come until maybe you realize, oh, there's been 10 people, but the only thing in common is myself.
Absolutely, you're looping. You're talking about looping, doing the same thing over and over and over.
Just won't, and you'll just keep on blaming.
Absolutely.
Like, whatever path is fine. But if you came to a place where you read a book or heard a conversation and chose to shift your impression, like, okay. So if, like, you're not in that place of thinking about it, you're just not, and that's fine.
But look what you created. That means that in the unconscious, it was, okay, I'm ready to recognize this loop. I'm ready to change this loop. So therefore, what do? You create things to come to you to support you in changing the loop, be it a book, be it a person.
Okay.
You create, because you create everything. You created the loop you can create to get out of the loop.
Right, or stay in it.
Right.
Prerogative.
Yeah, okay. You're creating. You never stop. The realities that you create change, but the process of creating reality is always there.
Okay.
The realities just change. Like, you, one reality was, well, I don't like this person. But then you decide, well, they're not so bad after all, you know, because you begin to look at them in a different light. So therefore, you want to be friends with that person. So therefore, you'll go and you'll create another reality. You'll create the reality for you getting along with that person.
Okay. Well, Realm, we have reached the end of another episode of Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. So I'd like to thank you and Yvonne and Greta for joining us today. And mostly thank you, listeners, for sharing this time with us. So until we create each other again, be well.
Once again, thanks for joining us at Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As you have explored today's creation of reality experience with Lee, Yvonne, the Realm, and me, Greta, each of you is being supported by us in further developing the understanding that you are not just an individual existing in linear time and space, but a multidimensional force of infinite possibilities who is connected to all. So begin to create the realities you want. Join us every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Shifting Impressions at TransformationTalkRadio.com. So long until we create each other again next Friday.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.